the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Police still looking for a suspect wanted in an incident that caused the closure of schools in Dennis Township, Cape May County this week. Police say two men stole a dirt bike, shot at the bike's owner as he tried to stop them. Schools were closed while police searched for the suspects. One arrested in a nearby campground. The second remains on the loose. The suspect arrested, recently released from prison after serving about 4 years on multiple weapons charges. A search is also underway in Middlesex County for a man who keeps harassing people while naked at an apartment complex. South Brunswick Police Detective Sergeant Timothy Hoover says the incident started in the middle of the night when a man donning only a ski mask would approach residents and touch himself, but the most recent incident was in broad daylight in front of a woman who was out walking her dog on Tuesday.
I think that adds to a degree of maybe adrenaline. I believe that this individual wants to be seen. As far as I can tell, he's not chasing anybody right now.
Police believe this has been going on for months. Now, we got a photo of the guy, his face, at NJ1015.com. A North Jersey high schooler, now considered one of the most influential people in AI.
Francesca Manny was named last week to Time's list of the world's most influential people in artificial intelligence for her work as an anti-deepfake activist. The 15-year-old sophomore at Westfield High School was one of several girls who were the victims of AI-generated sexually explicit photos created by a classmate. The creator was never charged. Manny has been meeting with federal lawmakers to advocate for protections for victims of deepfakes. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Fog and low clouds will continue to lift this morning and then turning sunny, dry, and warm for yet another day. High temperatures this afternoon reaching for about 80 degrees, typical for this time of year. Patchy fog is likely again tonight with lows around 60. And tomorrow we'll see sun and clouds, highs in the lower 80s. Saturday's probably the warmest day of the week, 80 to 85. New Jersey weather made possible by Parks Casino. Join Jill Myra for Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino tonight at 8 p.m. Tickets are just $20 and include your first cocktail. Must be 21. Visit parkscasino.com/comedy. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sussex is 55, Trenton 59, Egg Harbor Township 56. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed. New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.